Governor Parnell's staff is standing by their decision not to preserve or make public any information sent as cell phone text messages. The practice was revealed a month ago in a story done by the Anchorage Daily News in which a former Parnell employee charged that text messages were used to avoid public disclosure of what might otherwise be available for scrutiny. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Hollis French, today released a legal opinion by a legislative attorney that explained that state law defines public records as books, papers, files, accounts, writings including drafts and memorializations of conversations, and other items regardless of format or physical characteristics. French says that the technology doesn't relate to the point of law.
The public expects that written records, in whatever form they take place, whether it's a Facebook message, an email, a text message, to be saved so that they can review the work of their government. That's the idea. And as technology changes, we just have to make sure that the law stays abreast of those changes.
In an emailed comment, Parnell's press secretary Sharon Lehow said, quote, "Text messages are transitory and are not saved. The administration does not consider text messages public records." French says that's an unfortunate interpretation of an increasingly common means of communication.
The whole point of the Public Records Act is to allow the public to see the decisions of government captured in whatever form they take place. More and more people are going to text messages. It's functionally identical to an email. So I think the governor and his staff should rethink their position.
The Supreme Court is expected to weigh in indirectly on the dispute when it issues a decision on whether state business transacted on private email accounts is subject to the state's public records law.